tight end isn't a priority for the Jaguars in this year's draft for two reasons. First, the addition of Julius Thomas means they have big dollars tied up in Thomas and Mercedes Lewis. And second, it just isn't a good draft for tight ends. Max Williams from Minnesota is the top player in the class. He's a prototype of the new breed of tight ends at 6'4 and 250. And really, Williams is just a big receiver. He was the Golden Gophers' top target the last two seasons, so clearly he was a good one.
I think just the fact that you're going in the first round is a great honor. I mean, not many people can say that in the first round, and not many people can say they went in the first round and so did their father. So having the opportunity to go in the first round, it'd be a moment that I would remember for the rest of my life.
Williams' father, Brian, played 10 years in the NFL, so he knows what it takes to be a pro and is a willing, if not capable, blocker when asked to do it. The same could be said of Miami's Clive Walford, who the Jaguars coached at the Senior Bowl in January. Walford's a good athlete for 6'4", 250, and showed good hands and decent separation skills. He isn't going to handle big defensive ends all by himself as Lewis has done for years, but he can hold his own against linebackers and defensive backs.
I'm going to go to the league and have an open mind, be willing to learn and watch the veterans, and just try to impact the game as well as I did at UM.
Nick O'Leary from Florida State was Jameis Winston's favorite red zone target and could carve out a similar role for himself in the NFL. E.J. Bibbs from Iowa State isn't as big as the rest of these guys, but he's known to be a top competitor, while Jeff Heuerman is the best blocker among the top tight ends in this draft, but is also crafty enough a route runner to get behind defenders. Senior writer John Osher joins us now here on Jaguars.com on draft position preview, talking tight ends. Jaguars have $17 million now, plus tied up in Mercedes Lewis and Julius Thomas. So it doesn't seem likely that we'll talk too much about the draft when it comes right to the Jaguars. So let's talk about the pertinent question. What are the odds that we see the two of these guys together in Jacksonville this fall?
Well, it was clear at the recent NFL owners meetings that Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell think they can coexist if it comes to that, or if that happens. With Mercedes's salary cap number, you wonder if he's here. I think something will happen, either a trade or him taking a pay cut. It's hard to say, but they can coexist because they're different players. So I think it's very much stay tuned. I would like to see it because I think Mercedes has a lot of talent. We've all seen that. And it would be intriguing to see how two significantly talented players could help that position that sort of lacked in the last 4 or 5 years.
And from a draft perspective, if the Jaguars were to look at a tight end late in the draft somewhere, what kind of tight end are they looking for? One of these move guys, you know, like a Thomas that was drafted late, or a big-bodied blocking tight end?
Well, first of all, I think we see in the draft why Julius Thomas was so coveted, because he's young and you don't get a player of his talent. There's not a lot of tight ends in the draft. I think if you're going to draft a tight end, it would probably be more of a Mercedes type, because the assumption would be that Julius is going to be here for a long time. So you would think you would get something that would complement him over the long term, because I don't think Mercedes is going to be here forever.
All right, John, thanks so much.
Thank you.
More draft position previews leading up to the end of April.